NatServ digital platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ, your bank.
977 News.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa says 2026 will be a critical year as Zambia prepares for presidential and general elections, marking the first time the UPND administration will seek a fresh mandate from the electorate after completing its initial term in office. Economist Kelvin Chisanga has welcomed the Bank of Zambia's directive requiring all domestic transactions to be conducted in Zambian kwacha, saying the move will strengthen the local currency and improve economic stability. And in international news, Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky say progress has been made to end the Ukraine war during Florida talks, but the U.S. leader added one or two very thorny issues remained.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa says 2026 will be a critical year as Zambia prepares for presidential elections, marking the first time the UPND administration will seek a fresh mandate from the electorate after completing its initial term in office. Mwitwa has urged citizens to use the coming year to reflect on President Hichilema's performance over the past 5 years, while also comparing it with previous administrations in order to make informed decisions about the country's future. The minister has emphasized that the choice facing Zambians in 2026 will be whether to safeguard gains made in restoring the rule of law, strengthening the economy and promoting unity, peace and progress, adding that the final decision rests firmly in the hands of the people. Meanwhile, Mwitwa says President Hakainde Hichilema has earned a growing public and international confidence following what he describes as a challenging but transformative year for the country. Speaking at the end of the year briefing, the chief government spokesperson says 2025 is ending on a high positive note, noting that more Zambians have come to appreciate the direction the country is taking under President Hichilema's leadership.
977 News.
In other news, economist Kelvin Chisanga has welcomed the Bank of Zambia's directive requiring all domestic transactions to be conducted in Zambian kwacha, saying the move will strengthen the local currency and improve economic stability. The Bank of Zambia announced that the new currency directives of 2025 came into effect on December 26th, making it a legal requirement for all local payments to be settled in kwacha. Chisanga says the policy comes at a critical time when Zambia is working to control inflation and restore confidence in the national currency, adding that reducing the everyday use of foreign currencies will bring discipline to the local market. He explains that increased use of the kwacha will strengthen monetary policy, improve transparency in pricing, and help stabilize the exchange rate by reducing pressure created by high demand for foreign currency. However, the economist has warned that businesses may face short-term adjustment challenges, including revising contracts, billing systems, and payment arrangements that were previously linked to foreign currencies. Chisanga also notes that clear communication and effective enforcement will be key, as informal dollar pricing and speculation could persist during the transmission period if the policy is not well managed. According to the central bank, the directive is meant to firmly establish the kwacha as legal tender for all local transactions, covering both public and private payments made within Zambia.
977 News.
In other news, Kanchebi, a member of parliament Sunday Chanda, has argued that Zambia should embrace balanced recognition of progress while continuing to confront persistent socio-economic challenges, saying political maturity lies in acknowledging achievements regardless of political affiliation. Chanda says recent criticism surrounding the Telegraph's recognition of President Hakainde Hichilema's reflected genuine frustrations among citizens arising from poverty, high fuel prices and pay tremors and power challenges. However, he maintained that dismissing international recognition as irrelevant or disconnected from local realities created a false divide between progress abroad and hardship at home. He explained that the Telegraph did not commend the president arbitrarily, but based his assessment on measurable macroeconomic indicators, including Zambia's successful restructuring of more than 90% of its external debt, renewed economic growth following 2020 default, and improved investor confidence in key sectors such as mining, agriculture, and energy. Chanda emphasized that acknowledging such progress did not amount to ignoring ongoing struggles, but rather reflected a mature approach that allowed both critic and recognition to coexist. He warned that rejecting all external validation risks undermining Zambia's global reputation and its ability to attract investment, strengthen diplomacy, and leverage international partnerships. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky said progress had been made to end the Ukraine war during Florida talks, but the U.S. leader added one or two very thorny issues remained. While both the U.S. and Ukrainian presidents described the talks as great, Trump reiterated that a key sticking point was the question of territory. Russia has previously demanded that Ukraine hand over more land. Addressing reporters at Mar-a-Lago, Zelensky said they had come to an agreement on 90% of a 20-point peace plan, while Trump said a security guarantee for Ukraine was close to 95% done. Zelensky later said U.S. and Ukrainian teams would meet next week for further talks on issues aimed at ending Russia's nearly four-year war in Ukraine. Coming up, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, Portugal captain Cristiano Ronaldo says he will not end his playing career until he scores his 1,000th career goal. The 40-year-old scored twice in Alnesia's 3-2 new win against Al Codod on Saturday to take his tally for club and country to 956 goals. The forward, who joined Alnesia in 2022, signed a new two-year deal with the Saudi Arabian club last July that takes him beyond his 42nd birthday. Speaking after being named the best Middle East player at the Globe Soccer Awards in Dubai on Sunday, Ronaldo said, "It's hard to continue playing, but I am motivated." That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwitwa says 2026 will be a critical year as Zambia prepares for presidential and general elections, marking the first time the UPND administration will seek a fresh mandate from the electorate after completing its initial term in office. Economist Kelvin Chisanga has welcomed the Bank of Zambia's directive requiring all domestic transactions to be conducted in Zambian kwacha, saying the move will strengthen the local currency and improve economic stability. And in international news, Donald Trump and Volodymyr Zelensky said progress had been made to end the Ukraine war during Florida talks, but the U.S. leader added one or two very thorny issues remained. That is all we had for you this evening. Thank you for joining us. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
Welcome to NatServ Digital Platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ. Your bank.
Don't let it drown in a noisy world. Because in the end, no man, woman, or algorithm knows what's right for you. Always trust your inner voice.
Speak. Three. Fat. Fat.
Radio.
Lusaka Radio, the originators of today's modern radio.